Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, just another boring day with nothing to talk about and no breaking news and a totally calm political universe. But we'll try to make it work for the next 4 hours. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I hate to start the show by saying I told you so, but pineapple on pizza is terrible. And over the weekend, I had a friend who didn't listen to me and tried it and then called me up and said, I was very wrong here. And I said, why did you ever doubt me? Why would you doubt me? I'm right about this stuff. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. And I make predictions like that. You're going to hate pineapple on pizza. I'm right. I'm not always right, but I'm right a lot of the time. I'm right more times than I'm not right. So when I make a prediction like that, you should listen to me. What else? I also predicted something else that came true this weekend. I can't remember what it was. I predicted back in October that something I don't remember. Well, anyway, I know I was right about something else that happened this week, yesterday. I just, at the moment, I can't remember. I got 3 kids, so I have a lot going on. My head is, you know, but it'll come to me. It'll come to me. And by the way, Joe Biden dropped out of the race for president. That's weird. I don't know if anyone predicted that, but he dropped out. And they're saying Kamala Harris is now running for president. I predicted that. I did. Oh, I predicted that. That Biden would drop out. I did. Right. Back in October. Now, I say that only for you to remind yourself that your time, which is the most valuable thing you have, you can't ever get back, is your time. You can make more money in life. You can buy more things. You can lose things and buy those things, but you can never get your time back. So your time is the most valuable thing. When you're investing your time with me, I want to make sure it's worth it to you. And that I'm not just saying things to be outrageous, and I'm not just saying things because I want to be cool. I'm saying things because I have a strong political sense of where things are going. So your time, which is the most valuable thing you have, is not wasted on this program, because I have been predicting Joe Biden would drop out of the race for president since October of 2023. Now, last week, in fairness, after the assassination attempt against former President Trump, I doubted my own prediction. Because so many people were saying there's no way Biden drops out. And I said, all right, fine, probably not. I said, probably Biden stays in. But then by Thursday, I was back all in saying Biden is out. And I tweeted as much, and I said so on the show on Thursday as well, when the Chicago mob boss, Barack Obama, came out and said, Biden's got to go, which is what my thesis has been since October of 2023. You see, back then, David Axelrod went on a tweet storm in October of 2023 after the 15th anniversary of the Obama reunion team in Chicago for the weekend. And on Sunday, David Axelrod, one of Obama's key advisors, guy helped him get elected president twice, went on to social media and on a tweet storm started saying Joe Biden's got to go. And I said to you at the time, there's no way he would do that unless he got the blessing of Barack Obama, since he was with him all weekend. And I said, he's done. He's not long for this world. It's a matter of time. And sure enough, he's out. Now, then I also told you a couple weeks ago when all the Obama bros on Pod Save America and the other shows, they all came out and they said Joe Biden can leave a king, a hero, or he can lose and his legacy will be destroyed. And I said, that is a threat. That's a direct threat from the Obama team. Get out of the race or we're going to destroy your legacy. And how do they do that? They do that because they have the Hunter Biden laptop. And I've always said at the central part of the thesis was, if they ever need to get him out of the race, they would use that laptop and what's on there showing that Joe Biden is corrupt as the way to get him out of the race. Now, again, I don't say this because I'm trying to brag. I say this because your time is valuable and it's not wasted on this program. But I'm not surprised Joe Biden's out of the race. And on Thursday, I told you that he'd be out by Sunday because all these people were reporting as much. And so there you go. Joe Biden is out. Now, the other prediction that I'm very close to making officially, not yet, but I'm close, is that Kamala Harris will not be the candidate. That all this we're watching is a gigantic distraction. It's a ruse to get us to follow the shiny object, but that shiny object is not going to become the candidate because she's going to lose even worse than Joe Biden would. So you're not going to take out Biden, who's going to lose, and put in somebody who's going to lose even bigger. You don't do that in politics. And I think that it's very likely that Kamala Harris will become the first woman president without being the candidate. And I don't think Joe Biden's going to last long. I think Joe Biden, they're already saying now his brother came out and said he's very sick. And there's all this talk that there was a medical emergency and that Joe Biden basically had to be taken out and go to a hospital and nobody's seen him. He has not been out. He hasn't said anything publicly. He put out a letter and that's it. You know, that's where things are right now. They don't say anything about Joe Biden. He's just out of the race, apparently. But we have not heard from him. Nobody's seen him. And for all intents and purposes, he could be incredibly ill. We just don't know. So I would not be shocked if, as part of the deal, Kamala Harris gets to be president, gets to be the first woman president, but then does not actually run for president of the United States of America because they'll find something else for her. But she can have the bragging rights of saying that she's the first woman president. I just don't see her being the candidate. There's so much baggage. She's got so much baggage. I mean, even just her prosecution of black people when she was the attorney general of California, she went after black people in particular with a vengeance for petty drug crimes. That kind of stuff doesn't play. Even Tulsi Gabbard went after her during the Democrat primary. And Tulsi hammered her over this. So I am very, very cautious about believing everything that we're seeing. And yeah, no, look, this has to play out a certain way with Democrats all coalescing around her and endorsing her and backing her. But there's one particular Democrat who is not saying anything, and that is Barack Hussein Obama, the former president of the United States of America, who will not be vice president of the United States of America, despite bozos on Twitter saying so. Barack Obama has not said anything. He has not said anything. So there you go. I think that says a lot. I think Obama's silence on this issue is deafening. Barack Obama's silence is deafening here. There's something afoot. The game is still being played out. If we learned anything, it's that these people are wonderful masters of distraction. We know that. They're masters of distraction. But here's Frank Biden, Joe Biden's brother, who comes out on CBS News, and CBS News chief White House correspondent says that Joe Biden may not have much longer to live. It may be that serious. Now, again, I don't know what to believe anymore with these people, but I do know that if they want to get Kamala Harris out of the race, but they're worried about woke and they're worried about woke getting angry if she gets bypassed by a white guy, some boring white guy, as James Carville said, the Democrats need if they want to try to actually have a shot against Trump. Well, then you make her the first woman president. She gets to have the bragging rights, gets to be called Madam President for the rest of her life. Because despite what Jimmy Matthews says on Twitter, it's more than appropriate to call a former president Mr. President or Madam President for the rest of their life. You don't have to say former. You have the title for the rest of your life. And that has always been a thing up until Trump, where then the left decided that that's no longer a thing. But it's perfectly within the form of cultural etiquette to refer to a president that way. Like, for example, if I saw Bill Clinton or something, well, first of all, I'd wash my hands intensely after I shook his hand. But I'd say, Mr. President, how are you? Nice to see you. And I'd say, oh, I saw President Clinton today. I wouldn't say former president. It's just implied that way. Whereas the left hates that with Trump. They always scream, it's former President Trump. But you get to be president for the rest of your life. You get to be called that for the rest of your life. And that's how it goes. So she could have those bragging rights. Then she could come out and say, I have a job to do and I can't be distracted by a campaign. And then they find something else for her. You know, maybe it's the Supreme Court seat and they get Sotomayor to step down. And I don't know. I mean, something else is at play here is all I'm saying. There's more to the story than meets the eye. And you should trust me on this point, because I was saying Joe Biden would not be the candidate back in October. Now, I also told you there were several different scenarios how it could play out. And my accuracy range is in the high 90s, but I said there's a couple different ways they can do this. They've already transferred all the cash over to Kamala Harris, so she has all the cash. Now, if she's nominated and then is not the candidate, then she can transfer that money over to somebody else, too. And it would have to be done in a manner where it doesn't seem like she's being pushed out or being shoved aside. And then you don't worry about woke being upset. And it has to be her decision and blah, 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 blah. But is it really her decision? Is she really calling the shots here? So here's Frank Biden, or the report about Frank Biden, Joe Biden's brother. Cut number two.
Younger brothers, and here's what he told us. He said, I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero. Country over self. It sounds corny in our cynical political environment, but he nor I are cynical. The goal remains the same: defeat Trump and continue the work that Joe has done. My hope is that our party rallies around this heroic act. We asked him whether he feels that his brother's overall health and vitality played a major role in this decision, and he says, in my humble opinion, absolutely. So a member of the president's family now confirming that the president's health was indeed a major factor in this decision, and calling his brother a hero for making the decision to pass the torch to Kamala Harris.
So, Nancy, sorry, can you clarify that the family is saying his health was or was not a factor?
He's saying that, in his humble opinion, yes, the president's health and vitality played a considerable role in his decision. It's important to note Frank Biden is not speaking for the family writ large. This was simply a conversation between CBS News and Frank Biden. Unclear how much input he had in this decision, but he says that he believes that his brother's health did play a role, and he says that the goal remains the same: to defeat Donald Trump.
Well, that is notable, because to date, the family, the White House, the establishment has rejected the premise that there was anything that was challenging the president's mental acuity or his health, and that all these accusations were baseless, that it was just age and a few, you know, difficult nights like he had on the debate stage. So that is a change in message.
Yeah, it's a change in message, no doubt about it. And it's a way for Biden to get out of the race with some modicum of dignity. And it's also a way for them to transition Kamala Harris into the presidency prior to November and then get her the hell out. I'm just saying, look, I am very suspicious of these people. I really am. Now, let's assume she's a candidate for a moment against Donald Trump. Donald Trump will wipe the floor with her. It wouldn't even be funny. I don't care who she picks as a running mate. I don't care if it's Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky. I don't care if it's Josh Shapiro. I don't care who it is. That they will lose. That they will lose. And Trump will win in a landslide if it's Kamala Harris. He will. Bottom line, he will. And they know that. And Democrats know that, and smart Democrats know that, which is why smart Democrats don't want to have Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket. They're all acting like they do, because they have to. They have to. This is, again, this is the game. This is the little game, you know, follow the shiny object and don't pay close attention to what's happening. But that's the game. And let me just share with you a clip here. This is a pretty good clip. So here's Tulsi Gabbard hammering Kamala Harris, and she... She actually came out and posted a video to X while she was in Rome, Italy. It's a little bit of a long cut, but let's go back to this. Tulsi ends Kamala's 2020 campaign. This was a debate from 2019 on CNN. Tulsi hammered her. And again, you know, I'm very fond of Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard saw the error in her ways being a Democrat. She saw the Democrat Party is nuts and insane, and she quit. And much like how Donald Trump once quit the Democrat Party, like Ronald Reagan once quit the Democrat Party, I respect people who can say they were wrong. So anyway, here's Tulsi Gabbard, cut 13.
Congresswoman Gabbard, you took issue with Senator Harris confronting Vice President Biden at the last debate. You called it a, quote, false accusation that Joe Biden is a racist. What's your response?
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response.
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work. And I am proud of making a decision to not just give fancy speeches or be in a legislative body and give speeches on the floor, but actually doing the work of being in the position to use the power that I had to reform a system that is badly in need of reform. That is why we created initiatives that were about reentering former offenders and getting them counseling. It is why, and because I know that criminal justice system is so broken, that I am an advocate for what
Thank
we need
Senator.
To do to not only decriminalize, but legalize marijuana in the United States.
I want to bring Congresswoman Gabbard back in. Your response?
The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
Brutal. Brutal takedown. And there's going to be a lot of brutal takedowns. Remember, she was the border czar. And she did a heck of a job with the border. She never went. Remember the one guy asked her that one time and said, you ever been to the border? She goes, ha, no, I haven't been to Europe either. Like, what, huh? But you're the border czar. I mean, she's a terrible, terrible candidate. And she has so much baggage, no doubt about it. But they got to go with her, at least for now. They got to pretend. This is the game. This is the game of pretending so that woke doesn't get upset. Because remember, for the left, it's all about identity politics. There's nothing about these people that is authentic in any way, shape or form. It's all about identity politics. So that's where things stand right now. I think Trump still wins if it's Kamala Harris. I think that I don't care who she picks as her VP. I don't think it changes anything. And I'm not surprised in the least that this happened. I'm not. And you know, I know it's bold to make these kind of predictions. And a lot of people for months were yelling at me and telling me that I was insane, that there's no way Joe Biden was going anywhere. Even after that debate, which I told you and I said this on Fox News, and you know, I played the clip for you, that it was a setup. The debate was a setup to get Joe Biden out of the race. His people agreed to it because his people know that he's going to lose, and they wanted to show that so that they could get rid of him. That debate ended his presidency. That debate ended Joe Biden's presidency. Bottom line. And I don't think you can say anything different for that. That debate was a game changer. A fundamental destruction of Joe Biden's candidacy occurred in that debate stage that night. Not even close. Not even close. And the kind of thing that he could not survive after that. And it didn't matter what he said. It didn't matter what other people said. It was over. Barack Obama wanted him gone. That's why that debate happened in June. And look, you could make the argument that maybe Trump shouldn't have agreed to it, but it is what it is. I mean, the Biden people shouldn't have agreed to it. They should have kept him hidden and just let this play out if they really thought that he had a chance of winning, but they never did. And that's why they wanted him out of this, off the stage. I mean, that's why, you know, that's the reason why they wanted him gone, for that very reason. So there we are. And I want to get your thoughts. Do you think Kamala Harris will end up being the candidate? Give me your thought on this. 855-839-1210 is the number. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in. 855-839-1210. And the other thing, too, is that as Biden is out of the race and he's gone, well, then the question becomes, what happens to him after all this? And what happens to his son, Hunter, after all this? And all of these things have to be fleshed out and worked out. So we're going to make a lot of predictions in the next couple of days as this lays out. And that's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. My buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. We got a lot to chat about today. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Rich Cioli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter, on Talk Radio 1210 and the free Odyssey app.
Hold me like you never let me go, 'cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So
a little bit low energy, Matt DeSantis.
Around.
The song. Just saying.
He's leaving on a jet plane.
How about a song about how right I was? How prophetic I was.
I'll find a song that I think fits.
How I was the prognosticator of political prognosticators.
Is there a song called Rich is Correct?
Rich is Right.
Yeah.
If not, somebody in the Zioli Army should write it. Saying. Just saying. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in today. Let me play this clip for you. This is another little flashback clip. This is Kamala Harris, and I want to thank my buddy Dave McCormick for saying this my way. Actually, his wife Dina did last night, but this will help in Pennsylvania a lot. This will really help in Pennsylvania. Cut 17 from the 2020 CNN presidential town hall.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right? And then there has to be legislation. But yes, and this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue. And to your point, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So banning fracking, that's Kamala Harris, what she wants to do. She wants to ban fracking. So there you go. I'm of the opinion that that will destroy her in Pennsylvania. No question about it. She's also, of course, for abolishing ICE and compared them to the KKK and everything else. This is a flashback of Kamala Harris speaking with MSNBC back when she was running for president and trying to sound as kooky liberal as she possibly could, because that's what you got to do. Sound as kooky left as you possibly can. Take a listen. Oh, sorry. Cut 2018.
A lot of the signs at the rally you just held were people standing there saying abolish ICE.
Yeah.
Is that a position that you agree with?
Listen, I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE and its role and the way that it is being administered and the work it is doing. And we need to probably think about starting from scratch, because there's a lot that is wrong with the way that it's conducting itself. And we need to deal with that.
There you go. We got to abolish ICE, too. That'll help big time as the border's wide open and everybody thinks immigration is one of the single most important issues of the day. She also wants to ban a lot of behaviors. You know, this is kind of the whole thing about the nanny state here. Something that James Carville said is killing them when it comes to the fact that they sound so pedantic. Always telling people you can't have a cheeseburger. Carville said that recently. You know, particularly it annoys black voters, black men, having to listen to these lefty women tell them that they can't have a damn cheeseburger. And here's Kamala Harris doing exactly that, for example, banning certain behaviors like eating red meat. This is from CNN's 2020 presidential town hall, cut 19.
Certain countries have changed their dietary guidelines to reduce the consumption of red meat in light of the impact of the climate change.
Yeah.
If elected, will you be supporting change in dietary guidelines? And then how will you plan on implementing the changes so that people effectively change their diets?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and thank you, Carol, for your work and the question. I think of the point that you're raising in a broader context, which is that as a nation, we actually have to have a real priority at the highest level of government around what we eat and in terms of healthy eating, because we have a problem in America. And we can talk about all that we are now, the subject of this conversation. We can talk about the amount of sugar in everything. We can talk about soda. We can go on and on. So the answer is yes. But I'll also say this. The balance that we have to strike here, frankly, is about what government can and should do around creating incentives and then banning certain behaviors. I mean, just to be very honest with you, I love cheeseburgers from time to time, right? I mean, I just do. And I think that, there has to be also what we do in terms of creating incentives that we will eat in a healthy way, that we will encourage moderation, and that we will be educated about the effect of our eating habits on our environment. And we have to do a much better job of that, and the government has to do a much better job of that.
I'm just saying, you love cheeseburgers. I mean, we all do. I don't know whether
you know, from time to
try
time,
the Beyond Burger, day, the Impossible Burger, right? They try, but it's not quite the same. That's my personal opinion. But would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid, but people to reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I would. I would. I would ban red meat. Ban red meat. Ban cheeseburgers. You can't have a cheeseburger, you silly child, you. Come on. The government's going to tell you what to eat. People like Kamala Harris will tell you how to eat and live your life. Now, Donald Trump's going to go out there, a guy who literally eats a cheeseburger every day of his life. I'm not kidding. And probably more than one every day of his life. I've only seen the man eat cheeseburgers. Ask people that worked for him. They'll tell you the same thing. Not just people that were on the campaign. They'll say the same thing. The man only eats cheeseburgers. So you're going to contrast that with a woman who wants to ban them, make them illegal. Now, what do you think is going to play better with people? Just take like male voters, for example. What do you think is going to play better with them? One party wants to ban gas grills and your ability to put a freaking cheeseburger on that gas grill. And the other guy will happily grill next to you and eat that cheeseburger three times in a row. Three different cheeseburgers in a row with different kinds of cheeses and whatnot, except nothing French or Swiss. Who do you think is going to play? What do you think is going to play better with voters? So I think she's a disaster. I really do. I think she's a disaster. And she also wants people on death row and people convicted of sexual assault. They should be able to vote. This is also from the CNN presidential town hall in 2020. Remember, her strategy then was to run as a freaking lunatic and show everybody that that's what she is, a freaking lunatic. So this is what she said. Take a listen. Go ahead.
But people who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you. There you go. All right. Thank you. We should have that conversation. So she's done, and it's not good. It's not good for them in any way, shape, or form. All right. Let me get some of your reaction to this. 855-839-1210 is the number. Jennifer is in Philadelphia. Hello, Jennifer.
I'm in Silverdale, way out of Philadelphia.
Okay. That's sorry about that, but thank you.
That's okay. Two different countries. So a long-time listener, thank you. And by the way, I love the banter between you and Matt DeSantis, because you can hear him roll his eyes sometimes with your comments.
Yeah. And I'm rolling my eyes just at his mere presence.
Question for you. In your opinion, or if there's a legal issue with this, them really pushing Kennedy off the ticket, Democratic option, why would they do that if they knew in October that they were going to get rid of Biden?
Well, because they don't want Kennedy to be president. That's why. They can't control him, so they don't want him to become president.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's as simple as that. He would stop the war in Ukraine. They need a guy that they need somebody they can control. And they're not going to let it be anybody else. It's why it won't be Bernie Sanders. It's why it won't be Kennedy or anybody from that League of Independent Thinkers, I should say. So,
okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear. I appreciate the call very much. Let's go to David in New Jersey. David, how are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Doing well. What's going on?
Okay, so I agree with you that there's absolutely no way that Kamala's going to be the nominee. What they are doing, this is all, I think Barack has been behind all of this since day one when Biden was elected in office. He is the puppet that he wanted, and he's been calling all the shots. Everything that's being done is what Barack Obama wanted all along, with the Green New Deal and all that other nonsense. What they're doing now is they're ashamed that they got caught with their pants down, covering for Joe, and Joe is now gone. So they are just going to humiliate and let her implode, Ms. Harris. And I think what they're going to do is he's going to sneak Michelle into there, because you know that they work with identity politics, and they can't get rid of Kamala and replace her with anyone other than a woman of color. So my gut feeling is this is all about Barack behind the scenes, and he's going to make Michelle the nominee.
She doesn't want to do it, though, she's telling everybody.
That's what she's telling everybody. But trust me, they're going to hand it to her, and she's going to do it.
You think so?
You know, I hope that she's just being very lazy and just doesn't want to do it. And why should she? She makes millions of dollars a year from all the kickbacks and everything that they get anyway. Why would she want to work? Mm-hmm. But I guess then you get with ego.
Well, it's, you know, if she wants to do it, it's only going to be if they convince her that it's going to be basically a puppet regime and that she will be able to, she doesn't have to be president. They'll call all the shots and she just has to go out there and wave. You know
hey,
what I mean?
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. And that's what they'll do. That's what they've had for the last 3.5 years. And that's what they won.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. You know, at first I thought they were going to have to keep Kamala in there because they want the money. But they are such sneaky you-know-whats that they will figure out a way to steal that money and put it into Michelle's campaign.
Well, they won't have to steal it. I mean, if they do it the right way, then they won't have to steal anything. They can just transfer it. It all depends on how they pull it off. But David, look, it's an interesting theory about Michelle Obama. I appreciate it very much, and thanks for the call. 855-839-1210. This has to be Kamala Harris's decision. It has to be her call at this point, because they can't shove her aside, and she could very well wind up being president. This is different. It's a different scenario than it was with Biden. But considering that she's going to lose, and she probably doesn't want to go down losing to Trump, I think there's an opening there for them to get rid of her. Bottom line, I mean, if she can become the first woman president, serve from now until January, then go out and make a ton of money as the first woman president and have books and maybe a movie made about her and give speeches. And again, she doesn't run because of the good of her country and she loves her country and blah, 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 and BS and nonsense. And then whoever the Democrat is appoints her to the Supreme Court as soon as there's a vacancy. And she goes on the court and she serves out the rest of her life as a Supreme Court justice. And she'll be one of only two people, I believe, who've ever been both president and a Supreme Court justice. I could see something like that playing out. I'm not ready to predict that that's going to happen yet. And as you know, my predictions pretty much always come true. I'm not ready to make that official prediction yet, but I'm pretty close because I see something like that playing out here. I do. I see something like that playing out where you have somebody like Kamala Harris wants to make a lot of money and she's young. And if you're the first woman president, you write your ticket for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? You write your ticket and you're good. You're golden. But if you get crushed by Donald Trump, which she's going to, I mean, she's going to see the same poll numbers we all see. You know, it's not like she has a different set of poll numbers. They'll see the same poll numbers and they'll look at that and they'll show her and they'll say, you have a real problem on your hands here. You know what I mean? You got a real issue. So that's where we are. And give me your thoughts. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you want to weigh in today, 855-839-1210 or on X at Rich Zeoli. Let me play another clip for you. This is another flashback for you. Or actually, no, maybe not. Do I have? I think I sent you. We have everything I sent you, right, Matt DeSantis? I think we do. By the way, you owe me $1,000. Why are we acting like that's not a thing?
Yeah, I'm talking to a lawyer now first to see if I can get out of the wager. And if not, then I have to move around some assets. And hopefully the check will be heading your way by the end of the week.
I mean, that was a bad move on your part.
I didn't even agree to it.
I'm just saying that was a bad, bad move on your part.
When the news broke, the first text message I received was from my mom. And she said, you owe Rich $1,000.
Thank you, Mama DeSantis. Thank you, Mama DeSantis.
No, don't thank her. She should have taken my side.
She's 100% right. You owe me 1,000 big ones. God bless her for her honesty.
Can't believe she sold me out.
She should have sold you out because she's a man. She's a woman of integrity and honesty. That's why. A woman of conviction.
The biggest tragedy here is that now you don't have to cook with Hormel pepperoni.
No, I do not. And I don't have to disgrace my grill or my pizza oven with Hormel pepperoni.
I was really hungry. I was looking forward to that pizza.
Disgrazia. Disgrazia is what that is.
What clip did you want?
I don't know. I mean, we also talked about the Secret Service director in front of the House today. She basically said nothing of substance, but I thought I had another flashback clip of Kamala Harris, but...
I do have one of her with Lester Holt, if you'd like that.
Sure, let's do that with Lester Holt. Why not? Take a listen.
This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I understand the point.
She hasn't been to Europe either. Remember? It's the same thing, right? Just exactly the same. There's a little bit of a tweet storm that somebody went today, and I'm going to share that with you upon my return about all the reasons why Kamala Harris is a terrible candidate and will go down in absolute flames if she is the nominee. And I just have a hard time. I really do. I have a hard time believing in the end of the day it's going to be Kamala Harris. We've always had this Kamala Harris problem that they've had to deal with. And I still don't believe that they have figured that out yet. I just don't see it. But by doing this, by making her potentially president, they could find a way to do that. So anyway, that's where things stand right now. As we continue the show, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let me tell you about one of the greatest finds of Mama Zeoli, besides me, of course, and that is our dentist, Dr. Mike Vanaria, Vanaria Dental, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, Vanaria Dental. He's a great guy. He's a great friend, and my whole family goes to Dr. Mike. The level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. You know, it's now July. We are in the back half of the year. If you haven't been to the dentist this year, I hate to break it to you, but you're overdue. So I recommend visiting the dentist twice a year. It's not my recommendation. It's what they recommend, the people that know what they're doing. And if you need complicated dental work, there's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Vanaria. Dr. Mike and his staff make it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile that you all want, that we all want. Everybody wants a beautiful smile. And why wouldn't you want a beautiful smile? Because it is a thing where if you go out there and show the world your smile and you have confidence, you feel better about yourself. But if you don't, then you get nervous and it hurts you in social situations. And a lot of times you really do need to get that dental work done. It's very healthy for you. So Dr. Mike's the best. And for 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years, he has been considered to be a master of dental implants among his peers, one of the most respected reputations in the industry, without question. So what are you waiting for? Go see Dr. Mike Vanaria today by calling 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or go to VanariaDental.com. There's great people in the office, wonderful people who are committed to your dental health, and great music playing in the office, too. It's just a great place. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike Vanaria be your choice when it comes to your smile. VanariaDental.com.
Hey, Pergacy. We know your favorite station is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Remember to take us anywhere with the free Odyssey app.
I want to see you out that door, baby. No. Stop. No, absolutely not.
What?
No.
Bye, no. Bye, bye.
We don't play Backstreet Boys on this program.
It's NSYNC.
We don't play them either. There's no boy bands.
I thought it was an appropriate
Do you
song.
Want to go back to the morning show? Is that what you're hoping for? Or worse, do you want to do overnights?
No, that's not my ambition.
We don't do Teen Bop. God help me. Someone please tweet us some good songs for this, DeSantis.
It was an appropriate song given the situation. Bye, bye, bye.
A boy. We're doing boy bands now.
Well, just today.
What,
yeah.
Did you not have a Taylor Swift song ready to go?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with her discography.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
By the way, Linda Kearns just texted me.
Yeah.
She said she's willing to represent me in a court of law.
Linda Kearns, why would you be a turncoat?
Thank
the man
you,
just
Linda.
Played in
Thank
sync.
You, Linda.
Why, Linda Kearns, why would you do that? He just played a boy band.
That's why she's my favorite.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. She's sucking up to the producer thinking that's going to get her on the show. Absolutely not.
I have no power. Yeah, that's not going to work.
Oh, we do have Dr. Ben Carson at 4 o'clock, so thank God for that. Here's another clip of Tulsi Gabbard. This is Tulsi saying that she should vote. You should all. We all should vote against Kamala Harris and vote for Donald Trump. This is our great friend, Tulsi Gabbard. She's the best. We love her. We really do. Cut 12.
Hey, everybody. I just got here to Rome, where I'm going to be joining a dialogue and forum on peace, security, and prosperity for the Western Hemisphere in Europe. I just saw the news flash like everybody else. President Biden's no longer running for re-election, and he's endorsed Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee for president and commander-in-chief. I'm going to sound the same warning now that I have been for years, going all the way back to 2020 when both Kamala and I were running for president on the Democratic ticket. She is unfit and unqualified to be our president and commander-in-chief and would be incredibly dangerous in that position. The prospect of Kamala Harris making decisions about war and peace and where to send my brothers and sisters in uniform into harm's way is not only terrifying to us, it should be terrifying to every American, knowing that we would all pay the price for her dangerous actions and dangerous decisions. Everything you've heard me say about Hillary Clinton, the queen of warmongers, can also be said of Kamala Harris. There should be no question in your mind that if Kamala is allowed to be our president and commander-in-chief, she'll be the maidservant of this queen of warmongers, the head of this elitist cabal of warmongers that has gotten us into this place. They're the ones who've been calling the shots behind Joe Biden's presidency. They would continue to call the shots if Kamala Harris is president. And where have they led us? To the brink of war with multiple countries in all parts of the world, and closer to the brink of nuclear war and Armageddon now than ever before. The choice for us is very clear. If we cherish peace and freedom, and if we love our country, we must vote against Kamala Harris in this election on November 5th and vote for Donald Trump.
Good for her. She's exactly right, by the way. She's exactly right. These are the warmongers who are running everything. You know, I heard J.D. Vance give a speech earlier today. He gave a speech back in Ohio, and he talked about how wrong he was to support the Iraq War. And how right Donald Trump was to be against the Iraq war. The warmongers are still in charge of everything. And that's why, you know, some of the caller earlier asked, why not Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Same reason. It's exactly the same reason. And you're not going to have a situation where anybody is going to get in there who will not keep their wars going and keep the military industrial complex from getting super, super rich. Richer, I should say. Richer. Kamala Harris will do just that. No question about it. She'll do whatever she's told. She'll be a complete and utter puppet for the establishment, for the warmongers, for the swamp, for the deep state. It's why they want to stop Trump. It's why they cannot allow Donald Trump to become president again. They're going to try everything they possibly can to keep that man from becoming president of the United States because of that very reason. Look, I told you this. I've been saying this to you for years. I've told him this for years. That he won't give them another war. He won't keep their wars going. And for that reason, they want to get rid of the guy. And they don't want to let him go back into the Oval Office. Now, when you look at some polling averages, and this is really bad here. Trump is up 2 against Kamala, but that's a national poll. You look at the swing state polls, which is what we focus on. How many times do I have to tell you not to send me national polls? DeSantis, you are really starting this week off on the wrong foot. I'm just telling you right now. I am at my wit's end with you. Boy bands and national polls. What is wrong with you today?
Mama
DeSantis, what is going on with your son? Boy bands and national polls. Two things I never want mentioned on this program.
In my defense, there's a limited amount of polling conducted for a Trump versus Harris race specifically. A lot of the polling that has been conducted is national, and the RCP average right now on national polling is Trump plus two. But I thought this was interesting because there isn't very much polling conducted on that specific race. The most recent poll, which was post-assassination attempt, actually had Trump plus six nationally against Harris, which is worse than Biden was running against him. And that was from Forbes Harris, in case anyone was wondering.
Interesting. I don't know if it's interesting. But I'm just going to say it's interesting anyway, just to humor you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is interesting. Dr. Ben Carson joins me next. We'll get his reaction to the news that Kamala Harris could become the next Democrat nominee for president. Don't go away.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.